They said a mile and a third on the top is included. Read Luke chapter 14. And I'll be reading verses 15 to 24. Without a prayer, see God in his presence. Or read Luke chapter 14. Beginning in verse 15. When one of those who complied and came with him heard these things, he said to him, blessed is the one who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. And he told him, a banquet was given to a large banquet and invited him. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who were invited, come, because everything is now ready. But without exception, they all began to make excuses. The first one said to him, I have bought a field, and I must go out and see it. I ask you to excuse me. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am going to try them out. I ask you to excuse me. And another said, I just got married, and therefore I am available to come. So the servant came back and reported these things to his master. Then in anger, the master of the house told his servant, go out quickly to the streets and alleys of the city, and bring in here the poor, maimed, blind, and lame. Master, the servant said, what you ordered has been done, and it's still good. Then the master told the servant, go out to the highways and hedges, and make them come in so that my house may be filled. For I tell you, not one of those people who were invited will enjoy my banquet. Let's see. Sunday we were looking at biblical humility. We were looking at Jesus examining the people that had come to the banquet at the house of a Pharisee. Jesus noticed that they chose the best seats for themselves. And Jesus gave a parable. It says, when someone invites you to a wedding banquet, don't choose the best seats for yourself. Because someone more important than you may come in and they'll ask you to move and you'll be humiliated in that situation. Instead, choose the lowly seats so that when the master who invited you comes in, he will elevate you and you will be exalted in front of others. And then he said to the one that hosted the banquet, said, when you host the banquet, don't invite the people that can pay you back. Don't invite other rich people. Don't invite your relatives. Just so you can get a return invitation. Invite those that are unable to repay you. And as he's talking here, he's reminding the people that are hearing that we need to focus on others above ourselves. We need to not be looking at what's in it for us, but what can we give to others. Now, Jesus has been talking about the Pharisees, and this parable was directed right at them and other leaders and the religious in Israel, because they were the ones that looked to exalt themselves in the best seat so that they could be seen by people. They had rejected the one that had come in the name of the Lord, the one that was Messiah, God himself. And their position's going to be removed, and their humiliation's going to come. But if they had acknowledged Jesus as the Messiah, from one preparing the way to bring Israel into his right relationship with God, they would put Jesus above himself, and they would be lifted up as the teachers, pointing to Jesus. But instead, they were the ones that were humiliated. And then Jesus gives a comment, a response rather, to a comment made by someone sitting beside him. Now, the way it's written, it sounds just like an off comment, not even thinking. The guy sitting next to, or reclining at the table next to Jesus, said, "Blessed is the one who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." So I'm like, it's good to be here. I can't wait to eat it in heaven. But Jesus is telling him and others there how to get to heaven. He says, the master of the banquet sent out invitations. God has invited all of Israel and all the world to be saved. But his initial invitation was to Israel, because they were to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, proclaiming the truth of God in the world. But they come up with all kinds of poor excuses. "I just bought the property, I need to go see it." Who buys a piece of property without seeing it? The newspapers were very popular. There was a section called Classifieds. And you might have in there house for sale. And then if you contact that person who has a house for sale, "I'll buy it." And everyone said, "No, I'll buy it." They used to be thinking of that show about the storage where at least they can get to see, have the door open of the storage unit to let them bid on it before they buy it. But imagine buying a storage unit without even opening the door first, not knowing if there's anything behind it. That's the kind of excuse the first guy was. The second said, "I just bought 5 oxen and I need to go try them out." How many people buy a car without taking a test drive? You don't even know if the oxen are strong enough to pull the plow. He hadn't thought about what he bought into. And that's part of the thing Jesus was teaching. They didn't think about what it meant to be invited to the banquet. And then another shows that "I just got married, so I can't come." Sunday's message, you go ahead and read the rest of chapter 14, talks about priorities of Jesus above our family members. Well, all these people made disputes. They had all been invited, but their priority was not coming to the banquet of God. Their priority was not coming, getting into heaven God's way. They wanted to have their way first. Then Jesus tells his servant, "Go out to the city. Invite everybody in the city you can find. Have them come in. The poor, the maimed, the blind, the lame." He's talking about inviting everybody in Israel that the religious leaders had turned their nose up at, had abandoned. These were the people that weren't welcome in the synagogue. Like that man that had the swelling that Jesus healed. He was just there for an opportunity for the Pharisees to criticize Jesus. Or the woman that had been paralyzed for 18 years. He said, invite all those that are rejected, that aren't normally invited. The servant said, "We've done that. now go outside the city and invite everybody else. This is showing that the religious leaders have rejected the invitation to heaven, the invitation to be in God's banquet. So God brought the message to those that had been rejected by religious leaders. People that were considered beneath the dignity of religious leaders to associate with. And then going outside the city was conveying the message was going out to those who are not Jews, to the rest of the world, the Gentiles. And Jesus ends with this, verse 24. For I tell you, not one of those people who were invited to enjoy my banquet. In the letter to the Romans that Paul wrote, chapters 9 through 11, read all of those verses. But Paul is talking about how Israel, the Jewish people, have rejected Jesus as Messiah. And they have a hardening heart that says in Romans 11:25, a hardening in heart, in part, until the full number of the Gentiles come in. God has not totally abandoned Israel. And those at the time of Jesus who have rejected his invitation were not going to get into heaven just because they have a birth certificate saying that they have a Jewish heritage. Same thing, every other Jewish individual doesn't get to heaven just by saying they have a Jewish heritage. We don't get to heaven just by saying our parents were Christians. Each person has to accept the invitation that God has given to him. There's no salvation apart from accepting God's offer. The invitation has gone out. What are we going to do with the invitation God's given us? If we reject the invitation, when you die, you face God. He's not going to let you in unless you change his mind after you die. You have to make a decision before you believe in yourself. Stand with me for that. Praises to you, to rejoice that no matter what happens in this world, our future is secure because it's in your hands. Lord, let us go and share with others how they too, and how their eternity is secure. Your invitation has gone out. Let us not reject you, but accept your invitation. Jesus' name. Amen.